something we've spoken about before, ever really since it was announced in December of 2022 that there would be, first of all, from our own point of view here in Kerry, a new 130-bed long stay and short stay community nursing unit built for Killarney. Much needed beds in terms of the overall context of what's happening in the county and the needs of families. But here we are, and we've been in this place really for the last, I suppose, 12 months. As it was expected, the unit would be open by 2024. Here we are in December 2025, and it still hasn't even been handed over. Well, heading for December 2025, it still hasn't been handed over by the construction company to the HSE. And we're learning now through further examinations that all seven projects across the country under this model that was announced at that time, none of them have a single patient in them. Kind of a year after, really, they were meant to be up and running. So it's a frustrating situation, and still no answers, clear answers on it.
Yes, good morning, Gerry. And everything you've just said is accurate and correct. And as you said, it is frustrating. This should be a very good news story for the government that they were trying to transform the care across the country. And this is what they predicted, but it's turning into a nightmare for people. It's by the time these units open, it won't be a good news story anymore because people are just annoyed and frustrated. And they will say it's time that it's turning into another story like the Children's Hospital. But the problem is trying to get answers out of them, just like drawing teeth from hens, Jerry, because they just won't give a clear and concise answers to any of the questions. As you know, I've been probing this for quite some time. I've been pushing and pushing for answers, but they'll never give me a clear answer. At my second last forum meeting, I asked out straight because I'd heard there was a fire safety issue with regard to the community nursing home in Killarney. And they could not answer me at that meeting, but they said they would find out and get back to me. So when they hadn't got back to me, I tabled a further motion for the last meeting, but unfortunately couldn't attend the meeting due to a hospital appointment where I could have probed further, but I got a written answer. And the answer that came back, he says, and I note this line in particular, the HSE Southwest are advised that the information requested is deemed commercially sensitive. Therefore, this information cannot be released. Now, what do they mean by that? Commercially sensitive. And if you note that the HSE South have been advised, so they're only feeding me a line that they're being fed from higher up.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating side of it. We've contacted the companies involved here. This project was being delivered under a new model for delivering community nursing units, a public-private partnership. Sisk and a company called Equitix were coming together, and they were forming a company called Equisisk. And that company were appointed to design, build, finance, and maintain the facilities for a 25-year period before handing back the facilities to the HSE. And under the terms of the contract, annual payments of 24 million euro would be paid by the HSE to the company for the 25-year term. So that's how the model was meant to work. What they said at the outset was that the projects are being delivered using modern methods of construction, MMCs, with each of the superstructures manufactured off-site in precast concrete and then delivered on-site to site and erected simultaneously. And that's the model they were going. And that's all fine and well. And we've seen, you were, I think, 18 months ago now as councillors taking on a tour of Killarney. Since then, the project looks to be finished. The lights are on. There are beds and equipment inside the rooms, but still no opening. And all this is really having a knock-on delay, I suppose, when you're contacted by constituents who are wondering about beds in the local area for their loved ones, their elderly loved ones in particular.
Absolutely. And I've had a case where one man was being transferred to Offaly because they couldn't get a bed for him here in Kerry. Now they give answers to that reason, but the thing is that people are crying out for respite for long stay facilities and trying to get them. If you're living in Killarney or and you're told you have a bed in the stall, you can go there. Or if you have, if you're down in South Kerry and have to go to the stall, I mean, that's quite a journey, especially if there's elderly spouse at home and things, they can't get to see their loved ones. It's absolutely crazy why a brand new hospital sits empty in the grounds in Killarney. And you're right, we got a tour of that about, like you said, nearly a year and a half ago. Jerry, even the lawns were laid out, the shrubs were set. There was a beautiful communal area for people to sit. There was even a smoking area outside for people that would want to go out and smoke. Everything was laid out. And we can't, I just cannot understand where the problem lies. Because, like you said, big money is spent on design of these things and the building. Who got it wrong? Was it the design
What
team?
I suppose, Marie, what I suppose what went wrong, if something did go wrong, like the projects were started shortly, early 2023, meant to be delivered by 2024. We're now in November 2025, but there's no, we've contacted CISC and EquiCISC, and both companies have said no comment to our questions. I had put in a freedom of information request with the HSE, which is well beyond date now, and only a partial response, so no clarity there. And I may well still get the answer that you got from your query saying it's commercially sensitive information. So we just have the issue is, and if this is to be the new model going forward, and it was a new model, then surely we probably deserve an examination as to why there's been this delay and what was the reason for the delay. But that's not forthcoming.
Like everything else in this country, sometimes, Jerry, nobody is responsible. Nobody has the responsibility to answer these questions. Surely be to goodness, the Minister for Health should be on top of this and saying, what's going on here? What's the problem? And the public have a right to know. I mean, we just can't afford indefinite delays. And it's the responsibility of the parties concerned to expedite the opening and to provide a clear, a realistic timeline. Because now they're saying, I think, it'll be open in the quarter one in 2026.
We have that, Marie, from and what the HSE have said is that this is a complex commercial and legal process and remains under active management by the HSE nationally. That's a spokesperson for the HSE said that in relation to the model and the provision of care. But an Oireachtas committee, health committee hearing last week. Deputy Michael Cahill of Fianna Fáil asked a number of questions, including about this, and the response that he was given by Kieran O'Donnell, the junior minister for health there, and the minister for health was there as well at the same meeting. He said he was informed in relation to Killarney specifically that they were expediting it. They were hoping that it would be handed over in December, and following on from that, they were hoping that patients would be in there by quarter one 2026. That means effectively the latest date could be, let's say, the 1st of May, April, the end of March. But you, I know, and you've said this, you've got questions about that timeline based on a handover in December. How long will it take the rest of the process before patients would be transferred?
Well, if we take a look at Thomastown, it's been handed over a couple of days ago, I'd say, on November the 17th. And they're saying it will open in mid-2026. Go on then, I think it was at Loan. That was handed over on the 30th of October. And now they have to do the final snagging, the HICR report. And so how can they realistically say that once Killarney is handed over, that will open in the quarter
The
one
first
of
3 months, yeah, the first 3 months of the year, effectively.
I don't think that will happen. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I cannot see it happening in that timeline. And I think they knew all this when they started this process out. And I know, and it will be a wonderful process when it's open and when it's open to all the people. Seven of them sitting empty in this country, and the beds inside them, and people, as it said in a report this morning, people looking in the window at the beds, and not one single resident in any one of those seven units. It's incredible stuff, and it's incredible that it's allowed to happen. And I mean, okay, it's a big project, of course it's a big project, but then
And
you've got
in fairness, look,
staff.
projects can be delayed, but this is seven projects that have been
Seven
delayed.
different
But the
projects.
frustrating thing is they're and whether I know it's a dreaded word in circles in terms of infrastructure delivery in this country, but if there'll be learnings from it, how can there be learnings when there's no clarity as to what has gone wrong or what's led to this delay?
Jerry, that absolutely frustrates me, that sentence. we've lessons to be learned. When will they ever learn their lessons? Like, how long is a piece of string? It's just incredible stuff. And it's incredible that the public are watching it going on and no answers, and nobody seeming to be able to get answers or give answers. I mean, would you blame the public for losing confidence in the government? You can't blame them, because this to them is incredible stuff, that a new hospital is sitting inside in the field in Killarney and not a sinner inside it. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. And like the government would want to put pressure on, say, come on, get on with this and get the job done. But it doesn't seem like anybody can get a handle on it.
I'm going to return to the story now that you'll see on the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning, and that is a joint investigation between Radio Kerry and the Irish Examiner in relation to the delays to the delivery of 7 community nursing units right across the country, the biggest of which is here in Killarney. Killarney Community Nursing Unit, just up beside St Finian's, just off the Killarney bypass. €250 million this project is to deliver, a €24 million payment per year to a company to manage and maintain the buildings while the HSE staff them and have people in them. They were meant to be complete by 2024, but as of yet, not a single patient is in any of the units, 530 beds in total. With me on the line to talk with this is health correspondent of the Irish Examiner, Niamh Griffin. Niamh, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. And I suppose, look, taking a look back at the start of this idea, this public-private partnership, this new model, which was trumpeted at the time, of delivering these, building them, and then maintaining them over a 25-year period before handing them back to the HSE while the HSE staffed and managed the patients inside. The idea was it was to be a modern methods of construction, precast concrete, off-site build, and then erected simultaneously on the site. And it was meant to be done, at least completed, by 2024. But here we are in November 2025 and not a patient has moved in anywhere across the country.
That's exactly the situation. It's very disappointing. When this was announced, as you say, in 22, it was announced as something transformative for the nursing care sector, that it was a new approach, first of all, for funding and for working together with the HSE. And then also that some of the units they're going to be, they're calling them household. So the idea is to kind of group people together rather than having them, you know, just be in a big home, as you say, 130 beds in Killarney, 105 in St Finbarr's. So it was a really innovative approach that people would feel more homely within those big numbers. They'd be grouped together, and very, very frustrating for people to see that in December, pretty much December 2025, there's not a single resident in. Now, the HSE, people know the HSE is dividing up now into different regions. So in two of the regions, the one over RD in Meath and over Athlone, they actually received their nursing homes, but only this month. So they're ready now to start commissioning and fitting out. And they're saying maybe in June that they'll be able to get residents in. But they did say that's a, you know, that's not a date set in stone, to paraphrase a very wordy response. So people are really asking questions like what happened. I know you had Maria Maloney on earlier, and she was saying where is the delay? And it's not really clear yet.
No. And Radio Kerry put in a freedom of information request as part of this investigation, only got a partial response back, and even then no response to, you know, queries about that response. And again, as Marie Maloney got from her query as to what happened here, she was told this is sensitive commercial information. So even that avenue might make it. Across the country, RD 50 beds, Athlone 50 beds, Clonmel 50, Middleton 50, St Finbarr's 105, and Thomastown and Kilkenny 95 beds. And only two of those actually physically handed over as of yet.
As of yet, and that was just in the last few weeks, really, to those HSE regions. And they're saying that there's a lot to go yet, so you have to, I know some of the units, I think in Killarney, you can look in the window and see the beds, but there's a lot more in terms of getting the right staff. Then you have to go to HICWA and do pre-registration and registration, because they're the health watchdog, we call them, for standards in nursing homes. So that can take a minimum of 6 weeks, can take longer if they find issues with it, which they might, because it's a, you know, it's a new approach. So they might have questions. And then, so you're looking then at moving some, in some of these areas, you're moving people from older nursing homes. That's not going to happen overnight. Who's going to move? Where are the people going to come from? And it's really coming at like a real time of crisis. One of the Cork City councillors, Peter Horgan, told me he had information showing there's just 80 short stay beds for the whole of Cork County at the moment. So, you know, for older people specifically. So they really need these new nursing homes.
Yeah, yeah. And look, you also, Niamh, as part of what you were doing, contacted Equisisc, which is this joint venture company between Equitisc and John Sisk and Sons that's been appointed to design, build, finance and maintain the community nursing units for a 25-year period. But no comment from both entities.
Yeah, they both chose not to comment, which is disappointing, really, because you'd like to hear a little bit more about it. I mean, you can visit the outside of these homes and see that they've been built. So it's not, you know, the way there might be concerns about, you know, what has happened and did it even start? But they have been working. So you could ask, was the forecasting wrong at the beginning? Was the planning wrong? Did people not realise? One of the HSE for the Southwest, which covers Cork and Kerry together, they said there's a lot of complex commercial and legal and procurement issues that have to be worked through. So was that not predicted maybe from the start?
That wasn't meant to be the idea. Like precast concrete done off site, put together simultaneously on site. The idea was this was a new way of doing things. And the suggestion, at least maybe it's our implication we're taking from it, that these would be delivered maybe relatively quickly, but that hasn't turned out to be the case.
No. And I suppose you'd ask questions too if the ones in RD and Athlone have been handed over this month to their local HSE offices. And if they were all being built at the same pace, why are we hearing things like Kieran O'Donnell, the Minister for Older People, saying that he thinks the construction in Killarney will be finished, I think it was the end of this year, he was saying. And then maybe residents within 3 months, which seems, we talked about this, a bit optimistic.
Ambitious.
But you'd wonder why are they not all being handed over around now if they're part of a package.
Yeah.
Like something else went wrong there as well.
And there's one other element of it, Niamh, which again, we'll probably get more clarity on as we go into the new year. And that is the question of staffing. It's one thing to, and patients will be transferred from two facilities in Killarney, the old district hospital and the community, or the St. Colvanus home, into this new facility when it is opened. But the question of panels and staffing and the general pressures the HSE is under when it comes to recruitment, will that factor into the timelines for opening any of these seven facilities, I wonder?
I think, unfortunately, it's bound to. Now, each HSE region that we contacted said that they've started either planning for staffing or started recruiting. I know for the unit in Clonmel, that's going to be in Clonmel, they've started hiring there, and the unit that's going to be in Thomastown in Kilkenny, they've hired already some senior staff and given them a start date, which I thought was interesting because they couldn't tell me when the residents will be moving in, but they do know when the staff are starting. So maybe that's for commissioning and sort of organising beforehand. But it's going to be a big challenge. Like, we know there are shortages of specialist nurses and shortages of nursing home staff. So that is going to be a big challenge to fill seven quite large units, especially in Killarney. I think that's a lot of people.
And we have examples here of, we have the Kenmare Community Nursing Unit, which was built in 2013. It was actually delivered in 2 years, but several of the beds weren't opened until relatively recently. So you might open the building, but can you staff all the beds? Another question. Like, will 130 beds be open in Killarney in March of next year? Again, an open question where staffing will determine a lot of it.
Yes, for sure, because it's not safe if you have vulnerable older people. There's a certain number of ratio of staff per resident, which HICWA will be asking questions about, and they won't be signing off on the registration if they consider the staffing is not right. And it's not just a question of any old, not to be dismissive, but any old person, you know, there's a specialist skill to work with older people. So they'll be looking for that, and they'll be looking to hire for seven of them all around the same time. So six, Killarney, St. Finbar's and Middleton, three of them in Cork and Kerry. So you'll be drawing from a very similar pool of people to staff those three all around the same time. Many challenges ahead. So I'd imagine it's very frustrating if you're an older person or if you're a family who's being told that there's no place for you. I heard Maria say earlier she knows a family. Did she say a family being offered a place in Offaly? A Kerry family being offered. The level that the HSE is going to. So you'd imagine, you'd wonder why someone isn't cracking the whip and trying to find out what's going on here.
Yeah, indeed. Niamh, listen, thanks a million for taking time to talk to us and take us through what's happening in the national picture of those seven community nursing units delivered under this public-private partnership 25-year model unveiled in December of 2022. They were all meant to be completed construction and handed over by the end of 2024, but a year later, only two have been and no residents in place as of yet. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. That's Niamh Griffin there, health correspondent with the Irish Examiner, taking part in that joint investigation between ourselves here in Radio Kerry and the Irish Examiner into this story. And again, I suppose it goes to a question of infrastructure delivery in this country, things being delivered on time. There, as things stand, just to note, the idea of money here is that as things stand, the companies constructing the buildings are bearing the cost of the delay. Depending on what that cost is, I'm not sure because we've no clarity on it. That'll be commercial information. But the HSE have said the previous questions we've asked about, is this costing the HSE any money? They're saying they don't take on board any cost until the projects have been delivered. But of course, there is a human cost, as Niamh talked about there, in terms of delayed delivery of much needed beds in the community. And it goes again to that question, I would imagine, of the A&E situation and the pressures on University Hospital Kerry, on Cork University Hospital, for people to be moved when they don't need acute care anymore into facilities in the community. If these facilities aren't available, then that creates its own pressure on the whole system. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme. On the way, we're going to be hearing from Minister Norma Foley.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.